In this bulletin, growing calls for Bridget McKenzie to resign over the Coalition's misuse of sports grants. The federal government defends its support for the coal industry. And in the AFL, Collingwood star signs on with the Pies for another 7 years. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Morrison Government Minister Bridget McKenzie is resisting mounting pressure to stand down over the sports rorts affair. An Auditor General's report found 9 of the 10 grants approved by Senator McKenzie's department when she was sports minister went to key 2019 election marginal seats. The Greens have called for a Senate inquiry into the affair, which involved $100 million of community sports grants. Senator McKenzie denies any wrongdoing.
2,000 projects, over 2,000 projects were applied for funding for nearly $400 million worth of program funding. We had $100 million over 3 rounds that was able to fund 684 projects. I'm absolutely confident that I would have loved to have nearly $400 million to fund all sporting clubs that applied, because you can't tell me one tennis club is more meritorious than another.
One Nation Senator Pauline Hanson has joined calls for Senator McKenzie to step down, while Opposition Leader Anthony Albanese wants a wider probe into the affair.
This is quite
lacks a moral compass, and One Nation Leader...
This is out prudent quality. This is quite extraordinary and unprecedented. This is outrageous behaviour by a government that really believes that it has a right to do whatever it likes, whenever it likes, wherever it likes. And the truth is that her position is untenable as a minister.
The federal government has defended its climate record after fierce criticism from renowned British naturalist Sir David Attenborough. Speaking about the bushfire crisis, Sir David says the Coalition's support for coal mining showed it did not care about the environment. But Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton is standing firm, saying closing down the coal export industry would be of little value. Mr Dutton has told the Nine Network coal is integral to Australia's economy.
We are not going to close down our economy. Us stopping exports of coal to India or to China will mean that they will source it from other countries. It will mean emissions will go up. So there's no benefit to the environment, and we would lose $70 billion from our economy. So we need to be realistic.
He's won some support from opposition Labor leader Anthony Albanese. He says while the government needs to do more to lower emissions, closing down Australia's coal industry isn't the solution.
If you stopped exporting coal immediately, then that would not reduce global emissions because there's enough displacement from other coal exporting countries to take up that position, and that coal will produce higher emissions rather than less emissions.
Australia's share market has continued to soar following the United States and China signing their interim trade agreement. After rising above 7,000 points for the first time yesterday, the S&P ASX 200 index has continued to climb. A short time ago, it was another 34 points higher, with the broader All Ordinaries index also up by more than 33 points. Heavy rains have brought relief in parts of New South Wales and Queensland, with rainfall of more than 100 millilitres. While the downpour has caused some landslides and flash flooding, they've helped firefighters battling blazes as well as droughts stricken farmers. Graeme Reader from the Bureau of Meteorology says the New South Wales falls have been localised and slow moving.
So it means that the rainfall pattern's been a little sporadic, but under those thunderstorms there's been some particularly heavy falls. We have seen a number of centres up in the north and northeastern parts of the state recording over 100 millimetres, Bulladella 112 millimetres, Bundara 105. That's the wettest since 2011, so very welcome there.
To AFL and Collingwood ruckman Brodie Grundy has re-signed with the club for 7 years, turning his back on free agency and big offers to return to his home state of South Australia. Grundy would have become a free agent at the end of 2020 season had he been linked to the Adelaide Crows. Instead, he has recommitted to the Magpies until the end of 2027. Grundy said the end of season break had given him the chance to think about his future. Let's look at Saturday's weather now. Mostly sunny in Perth, 21. Much the same for Adelaide, 27. Smoke haze continues in Melbourne, 28. It's partly cloudy in Hobart tomorrow, 19. Much the same for Canberra, 26 for you. Showers in Wollongong, 22. Showers also for Sydney, a top of 25. Much the same for Newcastle with a possible storm, 27. Similar conditions for Brisbane, also 27. Hot and partly cloudy in Cairns, 37. And in Darwin, 35 degrees for you with a possible shower or storm. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.